Hello and welcome to Q&A Selling Online. Today I have a question from Eclipse72. Very cool name. Okay, Eclipse72 says, I heard the podcast where you talk about building an email list and I see you use ClickFunnels. Can you break down the steps that you use to capture those emails? Well, yes, I can. I have several. I have many landing pages, many sales funnels. To be honest, not every single one is actually related to Amazon. So I wish I knew a little bit more of what platform you're working with so I could be more precise. So what I can do here is go with one that's working very well for me, and it is an Amazon product, a product that I have on Amazon and I am selling on Amazon. I'll explain what I do. So basically, I'm guessing if you ask this, you kind of know, or you already know how to work with ClickFunnels. So what I do is a five page funnel. In this five page funnel, it goes by steps. Number one is where somebody's gonna land, and they're gonna have pretty much what I do is a free plus shipping offer. So I'm gonna offer something, that a product that I have that is not what I'm trying to sell here. So what I'm gonna give away for free is actually a secondary product. So I'll explain that. I have this main product, which is the one I really want to sell as an upsell, right? So the product that's going to show up on the main page is a product that is, the price is a little bit inflated. I do have, I private labeled them. They are on Amazon FBA. So those products are going to show up on this main page, on the landing page, and they're going to be, it's going to be a free plus shipping offer. So opt in, get this pretty much. Here is their price on Amazon. You can see them on Amazon right here. So the person can kind of compare what they're going to get, well, how much the product is worth. I also mentioned that I'm giving the product away. So all I ask of you is to help with the shipping. So the product's going to be $0. The shipping is going to be a non-round number. So it's not going to be the $10, not going to be the $9.99. That's not a round number, but it is, kind of is nowadays. It's not going to be the $9.50, so it's going to be like the $8.62. And I'm not, that's not the correct number. That's actually, I think $8.57 is what I have. So what that does is, that's extra cost. So the Amazon pick and pack fee for this product is at $2.99. The product itself was, I believe, it was under $3, so 2 point. Let me look, I have it here. 3.43. It's gonna be a, after all, seven something. Let's say it's got $8 product. It's gonna cost me $8. The person is gonna pay for the shipping. So the shipping is actually a little bit above break even. I probably didn't do the best math there, because I have no issue with letting it go at break even or even at a small loss in this case, just because the product, it looks really good, this product here. And all I want to do with that is bring them to now the page where they're gonna get the upsell. So there's another page, which is where, you know, into your information here, and they kind of opt in at that point to my email list. Also, at the same time, and this is using ClickFunnels software, so the credit card gets captured, but I don't have access to it. So just to put this in for safety factors, I'm not the one holding the credit card for this person, right? This is done through Stripe. So now the credit card is ready to go, and it jumps to a different page where my main offer is gonna show up. This main offer is gonna show up, and it's gonna see something like, but wait, before you go, check out this limited time offer expiring at midnight today. Just so it has some urgency. I also put some scarcity in there, that there's like, I don't know, there's 21 of these units left. So when the user sees this product now, they're going to have the main price, which is, you know, the price at, let's say, the $120 mark. But today only, you're going to get this, and it's a 51% discount. So it's going to be, let's say, today only, you're going to get it at, it's actually at more. Sorry, let me think about it. So it's selling about $49, and I have like the main selling price listed for $119. So this is a good, I don't know, 70%. And this is not only where I'm going to make my money, but also where I'm going to increase my Amazon sales, therefore giving me more velocity, giving also this person, when they click on buy this now, the link that they're going to get to actually buy that product, that upsell, is actually my super URL. So I'm going to get ranked for those keywords that they search right before purchasing. So it will be, so they will be effective keywords. There'll be keywords that are actually relevant. This will be, I guess, what Amazon's algorithm will be thinking. These are relevant keywords, and with an excellent conversion rate. That's pretty much what that one is. So I start with a product that I actually have a variation of, and it's a small product, super light and all that stuff, and I'm going to give it away for free plus the shipping. After the person enters all their information and their credit card information, now they're ready to pay the $8.57 for the shipping. Now they get a pop-up and this payment is done. So we still have the option now to add something to this payment before closing it out. But at this point, that one is paid, that's done. So, but wait before you go, have a look at this deal for today only, and at 70% discount, you can get this product today. Just click here to add it to your cart. And then that would be the big button saying click here to add to the cart, or a smaller button below that says, no, I want to skip this amazing offer today. If they skip it, that's it. They got the free plus offer plus shipping offer, where I actually profited a few cents, and I wasn't actually expecting that. But if they click on yes, add, that is automatically added to the payment, and they are checked out. It's almost like the Amazon one-click option there. That's it. It works very well. So now, before I go, let me tell you too that this doesn't work organically. I don't just create a ClickFunnels sales funnel out there on a random page and let it go. And people, you know, if you build it, they will come kind of deal. That's not going to work. I have to now advertise and bring people from Facebook to that landing page, and I do buy my traffic from Facebook through advertising. I also have this certificate of Bing advertising, so I'm and why not Google is just because Google was, and this was in between Google and Facebook, because I did work with Google advertising a while back. And then I jumped onto Facebook, and then I started thinking the Bing advertising was, there's still a ton of people that use Bing, and it is not my favorite search engine out there, that's for sure, but it still has traffic, and I can get, because it is less, there's less competitive again, I can get good results, so I can get cheap results. So I do work with Bing in that situation, and Facebook, I consider myself pretty good at Facebook, so I can get some really, really good results, kind of the 0.001 cent kind of interaction. So that's what I do, and then I buy the traffic, I send it to this page, from this page, either way they're going to Amazon, either it is to click on the to see the free plus shipping value, or they're going to click on to see my main product there and hopefully buy this main product. This is what's going to bring the cash moolah and the sales velocity. So that's about it. And actually, that is it. There's nothing more to it. Just remember that those people do get added to my list, because they will enter this. There will be a checkbox there, just so they know that they will be added to this list. And then they will receive an email thanking them. Well, before this ends, they'll go to the thank you page, and then they'll get a confirmation email just so they can confirm that they received that, just to make sure that my email is not sent to their spam folder. And that's it. That's the end of my funnel there. I hope this helps. And if you have any questions, you can contact me at quinn@quinnamorum.com. That's my, it will be sent directly to me. More than likely, the email will be filtered by somebody, but then it will come to me. And it's quinn@quinnamorum.com. All right, guys. Thank you.